With two suspects in police custody, the fear that had gripped the Washington area eased today, and people who had been afraid to shop or buy gas quickly returned to their normal activities. And as NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports, school kids were out on the playgrounds again.
It was pandemonium on the playground this morning at Bradley Hills Elementary School in Bethesda, Maryland. A few grown-ups, including reading instructor Frank Sanford, stood amid the swarm of darting, screaming kids. Sanford was beaming.
It's wonderful. It's nice to see them running around.
All day today and all afternoon yesterday, kids and parents have been expressing relief. David and Sam Pearl Schwartz were waiting with their mother for the school bus.
What are you kids looking forward to today?
Having outdoor recess because they've caught the sniper.
A big game of wall ball where no one gets out.
I may just get a little soccer game going with some of my friends.
Here's the bus, guys. Oh, and I've got one.
It's been 3 weeks since the schools locked the doors and started keeping kids in for recess. 9-year-old Andrew Fulman says that's a long time.
The first 3 days or so, it was sort of fun, and then it got like really boring. Me and my friends were squirming like the whole day because we weren't able to go outside at all.
Soccer is big here, and Andrew hasn't been able to practice or play games for weeks either. His dad, Dean, is his team's coach.
I'm looking forward to the game on Saturday when the whistle blows and the boys start kicking the ball around.
Fulman says he rides his bike to work, and he continued to do it these past 3 weeks.
And I would ride my bike home through the soccer field in the middle of a beautiful fall day, and there would be no one there, and it felt very surreal. It felt, I imagine, like it felt during the polio epidemic when children couldn't play in their pools in the middle of summer.
The little kids aren't the only ones eager to get outside and run around. At Walt Whitman High School, also in Bethesda, sports teams haven't been able to practice outside. The cross-country team has had to run through the hallways and up and down the stairs, and the football team's been crammed into the gym. Head football coach Dean Swank says his players are restless.
They're like caged animals. They need to get some fresh air and be running around and feel safe.
Coach Swank says he's elated it's finally going to happen. But he's sorry so much of the season had to be canceled.
We as coaches have next year. A lot of these seniors don't. And for some of the seniors who won't be playing in college, the games are numbered. It's devastating to them. So I feel very, very deeply for them.
But inside and outside the schools, kids mainly just say they're excited. Tomorrow, the football team will finally have a game. Soccer and field hockey games will resume as well. And little kids say they're especially happy because they were afraid Halloween would be canceled. Now they're going to be allowed to go trick-or-treating after all. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.